Let's go to the phone now. We have every mayoral candidate coming through. Thanks,
I like that warning. Watch your tweets. Watch your tweets.
That's a new thing. Watch your tweets.
Watch your tweets, Steve Cochran.
Is Kozlar ready? He's ready to go? Okay. Let me go to John Kozlar here. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're fine. Thanks for coming on. You know, at 29, you got a lot of things you could do for a good time other than run for mayor. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, no, I just I turned 30 years old a couple weeks ago, so I jumped into the 30s mark here, and I look forward to the next decade. But the big part about Chicago is just we keep electing the same people over and over, and nothing ever changes. And it's, you know, they keep talking about kicking the can down the road. Well, my generation is that road, and we've been hitting the wall for the last 20 years where we have not been solving our problems. I mean, when you look at it, we are talking about the same issues in the year 2019 that we were talking about in the year 1980, and that's crime, education, and city finances.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get it. You're saying things should change. I'm just amused by the fact that you think turning 30 changes it for you. What was different at 29?
Well, I had a number two in front of my age instead of three, but I've been fighting corruption before it was in the paper. So I ran against Patrick Daley Thompson 4 years ago for alderman, and we made it for the first time in 70 years to a runoff election. That's in the heart and soul of.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, so and they spent over $650,000 to win back then, and Rahm Emanuel donated $50,000 to the Daley campaign, and you know we're facing another Daley moving forward. But again, it's just these recycled politicians who continue to put themselves and their families first, and Chicago in second, and that needs to change.
That message resonates with voters, but what also resonates is experience and leadership qualities. You've run for alderman twice, and you just mentioned the runoff election 2015, but you haven't held office. What do you say to the voter that may be looking for more evidence of your leadership skills?
You raise a great point, and the experience that we've been having in Chicago left us in the position we are now. So these politicians who boast about having 30-plus years of experience in City Hall or any kind of elected government, why is it that we're facing the same problems? And so in politics, experience doesn't mean good experience. What we've been seeing in Chicago, experience in politics means they've been accustomed to the position and therefore forget about the residents. So experience, but politics in the city is bad experience. So I think when you have somebody new, fresh, they come in untainted and not tied to any kind of political corrupt committee or political corrupt organization, and they simply make the decisions that are right and work with Chicago.
The biggest uphill battle you have, obviously, is not your message, not your beliefs, not your passion. You know, it's all there. The biggest uphill battle you have is paying for staff, paying for commercials, paying for promotion, and getting the word out. So how do you fight the fundraising battle when everybody considers you the kid?
Well, here's the thing about money in politics. That's what's been ruining politics. So we keep, you know, especially the media, they highlight these individuals with name recognition and money, and that's what's destroyed the democracy inside not only our city but in the United States of America. And so I've been doing what I've been, as far as a grassroots campaigning, is talking to people face-to-face, going out and talking to voters as far as when the petition drive went through. I got 9,500 signatures by myself and with the help of family and friends too, but at the end of the day, you have to talk to the voters one-on-one, and I think the more exposure we get, the better. And I think that WGN forum last week helped out, and we were able to be on the same stage of all the candidates. And at that point, I don't care how much money you have in your account, if you don't have a striking message and are not truthful to Chicago, they will call you out. And you have to speak from your heart and have direct solutions. And I know that I have that in moving forward.
Hey, John, are you targeting the young voter, or do you think that you can get the older voter as well?
I think we can get both demographics in the sense of I think the older generation, they're tired of the same old, and they realize that we keep electing the same people, but it's time for the next generation to step up and be the ones making those decisions at the table. And then the young generation, I think we're excited in the sense of I am the youngest person to ever run in the history of Chicago for mayor. And that is a big breakthrough. I think it's time that the next generation be allowed to have a voice at the table. And, you know, it's happening on the East Coast, and hopefully it'll happen here in the Midwest, and especially in Chicago, because we do have fresh ideas. We do have a new path to bring Chicago back to the city we know it can be. And Chicago is beautiful. It's just this corrupt political network makes it ugly, and we need to change that.
Okay, John, you've got our attention, and you talked about the three issues that are you know, crime, the finances, and education. Let's start with finances. You know, we're in a limited interview, so obviously it's not a perfect place for you to talk about the solutions, but big pension hole, the budget is always an issue, as you mentioned, going back to 1980. What are you thinking about in terms of fixing the budget problems here in the city of Chicago?
My specific solution, and I'm the only candidate, unfortunately, talking about this, is if you are a new employee starting in the year 2020, you have to go on a 401k plan. We can no longer keep adding to the deficit that we have for the pension crisis. So what this does is, one, it grandfathers current employees in and retirees, but what it stops the bleeding. And it's, like I said, if you're a new employee from the year 2020, you go on a 401k plan. That has to happen. And then we have to do a forensic, unbiased audit of all of our books. And Rahm Emanuel said he was going to do that in 2011. He didn't do it when he got elected. And I'm somebody who's going to be unbiased and simply come up with the right solutions for our city. And that pension crisis is that white elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Okay, John, so let's talk about violence. Obviously, big headlines about the violence problem here in Chicago. How do you stand, would your administration fix it?
Another specific solution. Right now, the problem is that there's too much tension between the police department and the communities, and the criminals are the ones that are benefiting. So my specific solution, that in order to police in that given district, 60% of the police officers have to live there. And now they're going to be seen more as community members and not as outsiders, because they'll be living there, investing in the communities, and they'll know the neighbors better. And therefore, that will reduce the tension and have the residents cooperate more with our police, because that's not happening. And there's talk of hiring more detectives, but you can have 1,000 more detectives, and if the community's not working and cooperating with the police department, that won't solve anything. So this solution of the 60-40 plan will be a direct benefit not only to the police department, who have a very, very hard job in front of them, but it'll show that we're working with the police, because they are a lot of good people there.
Okay, and then finally, in the trifecta, education. Lots said about the CPS system, neighborhood schools versus selective enrollment. That budget is always a problem. What's the plan to fix education?
We have to start, first of all, engaging our parents better and engaging our students and teachers. Right now, we continue to listen to the CTU, and I believe they are one of the most corrupt organizations in Chicago, because they put their politicians and donors first and do not listen to the teachers and students, and that needs a change. But we need somebody who's a mayor like myself, who will be striking and will be forceful, in the sense of, we have to continue to not put politicians first. We have to put our community members and as far as education, we have to put our teachers and students, and we have to let the parents and the students pick their schools. We keep forcing them to go to a certain school, and that school might not be what they are looking for. So we should allow it to them for to pick their school.
Talking to John Kozlar, before we let you go, you know, the assumption would be at 30 years old, you would own social media for this race. What's your platform, or I should say, what's your imprint there, and how good do you feel about your social media presence?
Yeah, social media is a big thing. I mean, whether you're Barack Obama or a recent president, the biggest thing is to have a message that can go along all fractions of media. I mean, if the newspapers aren't treating us fairly, I can go on my social media page, which is johnkozlar.com, or on my Twitter account as well. And that's when I'm the one that's actually writing these messages. Some campaigns hire people to type their messages, and it's not as genuine. But I'm somebody who actually goes on my social media and talks with the voters directly.
Now, you have to get up every day and assume this is going to go well, but you also have to face the fact that maybe you don't get into a runoff or you don't get elected. I would hope, if that goes that way, that wouldn't cause you to give up on running for elected office, because I think your passion's important, and if it doesn't happen this time, you need to be in the discussion going forward.
Right, and I'm taking this election like I have in the last one. You have to take it day by day and continue to have a striking message, but be honest with the voters of Chicago on what you will do to make Chicago a better city for everybody.
And again, the Twitter handle, John Kozlar, or John Kozlar for Mayor, which one is it?
Yeah, so my Facebook is John Kozlar for Mayor of Chicago, and my Twitter is at John Kozlar.
K-O-Z-L-A-R. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thanks,
see you
John.
Later. It's John Kozlar.